The legend is on the line.
Yes.
Is he back home?
Throw it to him. Rod Black is on the line. Go ahead.
Roddy, are you back home?
Buddy. Did they win? Oh, yes, they did. Sorry. No, you know what? I'm in Edmonton. I flew to Edmonton. I got a CFL game tonight, of all things. And then one tomorrow in Vancouver, and then I'm home for the parade on Monday. And needless to say, I'm lacking a little sleep right now.
That's a veteran move.
Right, you guys get after it last night, Roddy. What happened last night? Give us the scoop.
You know, it was really cool. You know, Leo, Matt, and I, and Jack, we did an internet hit for MLSE and the Raptor.com. And we were in the arena, and they actually have wine and champagne there, so you could actually broadcast while you drink, which was kind of cool. And so we did that for about an hour. Then we ended up with the team at an MLSE party in a great restaurant, which, by the way, they had to pay for regardless if they won or lost. So it was good. The players, it was a little more subdued than you might think because, you know, they did it on the road. It reminded me of Atlanta in 1992 when the Blue Jays won. Same thing. But I can tell you all the players, you know, they felt the love in the building. I mean, it was a crazy scene with all the Raptor fans there and chanting "We the North" and "Let's go Raptors." And then the best chant of all, you guys. Security was pretty tough, as Masai Ujiri has found out and we found out. But they were chanting, "We're not leaving," and it was just a great party. Let's put it that way.
Well, I find that interesting, Rod, that you said they'd have to pay for the restaurant and the party, regardless of winning or losing, which means they had to set it up beforehand.
Yeah, for
sure. And that clearly did not get out. You know how much of the partying was planned before the game even started, and how did they avoid the jinx?
Yeah. Yeah, let's face it, guys. I mean, you know, you have to have your champagne ready. You have to have your hats ready, your shirts ready. You have to have all that. And let's put it this way. You know, we were about, 3 seconds away and a Steph Curry potential hit from that party not happening last night. That would have been a very empty restaurant. And that champagne would have been ice on ice again. I guess you get the money back for the champagne because you don't open it. But, yeah, I mean... It wasn't easy. It looked like a high school basketball game in the NBA Finals down the stretch, and you know everybody was puckering up, and it wasn't kind of the dramatic, epic win you'd like, a buzzer beater or anything. I thought the referees probably kind of blew it too with all those reviews and everything, but still, it's a win is a win is a win, and the Raptors are champions.
With Rod Black, we've been asking our audience throughout the afternoon, is there one moment that they will take with them going forward that will be considered kind of the apex of this run for them, the most memorable moment? Do you have any moment in particular in mind?
You know, I think the obvious ones, the Game 7 shot against Philly, you know, that's going to live forever. I do think the Game 4 shot was actually a little more important against Philly. By Kawhi Leonard, that three that was a dagger that gave, you know, that brought them back into the series. That would have been a 3-1 lead for the Sixers. That was so huge. My favorite moment, quite frankly, is the celebration aftermath. And I only saw it on the screen, but I thought the palpable joy in Kawhi Leonard's face. And I don't know if he internalizes stuff. I don't know. It just was a different guy than the guy we've been interviewing and talking to this entire past year, which has been quite an odyssey. But he and Kyle Lowry embracing like, you know, they were brothers, and the joy in their faces. I don't know if that's going to mean anything towards the future, but I think that's what championships are about, you guys. And then the other, you know, the scenes and the great Canadian fans. We forget about the fans. I mean, this fan base is unbelievable. And singing "Oh Canada" and chanting last night, such a diverse crowd. I don't know what it was like in Toronto. I saw the pictures. I imagine it was bedlam. But yeah, those are some of the memories. And you know, hey, it's obviously a lot like other championships when teams and cities win. But this is different. This was a win for a country. Very different.
How do you think Toronto's going to embrace this, Roddy, coming back? I mean, I don't even know where these guys are right now. Are they doing
They're in Vegas.
So they're going to do Vegas. They're going to come back to Toronto. How exciting is it going to be for you and your colleagues to get down there and watch them? Actually, there's been all this talk about parades and planning parades, but to actually see one, since day one. How exciting is that for you?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. You know, I could not even imagine what it'll be like on Monday. And I kind of know the parade route, and obviously it's a big Nathan Phillips Square celebration. I kind of wish they would have gone the other way and had it down at BMO, and there's such a bigger lot, but it'll be so crowded. I would imagine there's going to be at least 1 million people on the parade route, and hundreds of thousands that are going to be around that. That's insane. I remember the Blue Jays parades, and it ended up at the Blue Jays in 92. They came back to this, what was Rogers Center now, or what was Sky Dome, now Rogers Center. And I was kind of wondering, I'm sure you guys were wondering last night, how come they didn't open Scotiabank Arena or even,
who
you know,
knows,
I don't get that. All the planning that went on, hey, if St. Louis can fill Busch Stadium and their arena, surely the Toronto Raptors could have filled Scotiabank Arena. I know they don't want to take away from Jurassic Park. Can I tell you guys, they would have filled the arena and Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and Rogers Center.
Yeah, they could have
absolutely
done it all. There were hundreds of thousands
of
people
misstep,
down there.
If there's a misstep, that's a big misstep last night, because that could have, again, just been, you know, what a great moment for people sitting there. A lot of people can't afford to go to games, guys. But to get in that arena and watch it on a screen would have been, you know, that would have been just like being there for a lot of people. And that would have been an unforgettable memory. So that was a bit of a misstep. But having said that, I'm sure the city's on fire. Thankfully, they didn't set it on fire. But it reminds me so much of 92 and 93. And it's hard to believe it's taken, you know, 26 years in Canada for a major championship to be won. But finally, the drought is over.
With Rod Black, who was at Oracle last night and has been along for the ride with the Raptors for 24 years. And, you know, I think what was probably very, very gratifying last night for Raptor fans, you know, whether you've been a fan for a year or two or 10 to 15 or all 24, is last night, you know, all of the narratives were destroyed. That they're an outpost, that they're a team that would choke, that no one
that
wants to play
soft
here, that they're
soft,
and ultimately
like,
that
where
you
is
can't
Chris
win.
Broussard right now.
Well, exactly. All those, everyone down in the States, they don't want to accept that. They don't want to acknowledge that. And let's be honest, these were narratives in Toronto as well that were peddled by a lot of people, including myself when it was appropriate.
And maybe rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, rightfully so. I mean, hey, they coughed it up in a lot of playoffs, and they weren't good enough before.
But they are now.
Was good enough. Yeah, and this team was good enough. We saw this. You know, they passed the eye test. They passed the trend test. And here's the thing that really happened, and it's very similar to the St. Louis Blue journey. Is, you know, it takes an entire season or a half season to start peaking at the right time. And yeah, I don't want to discount the regular season, but you use that as a rehearsal to get yourself ready, get in, and you can win. And the Raptors, we never saw what the Raptors were capable of, probably until after Game One against Orlando. They got kicked in the gut. They lost. And then they came back. And then you saw them battling adversity every time. This was a team that continuously battled back. And, yeah, they had a couple of superstars. And, yeah, they slayed a couple giants. But you know something? They beat, you know, the demons that sometimes exist in people's heads. And I think that's probably going to go down, you know, years from now is what this Raptor team was truly about. And now here's the other one, guys. Now that they're going to celebrate, you know what happens soon? Free agency is upon us, and guess what? Hey, you guys won. Can you do it again next year?
Well, we got a parade to party with before we get to that point, Roddy. Enjoy it out west, and we'll see you down there on Monday down at City Hall.
Yeah, I can't wait, guys. I know Toronto's going to celebrate, still celebrating. It was an incredible ride, and the best thing about winning is a chance to celebrate. So stay classy, Toronto.
There he is, the legend himself. Thank you, buddy. Rod Black, who's right onto the CFL beat.
Wow.
Just immediately calling a game, and it will be a flawless call tonight.
Oh, for sure it will.
Flawless call.